ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very interesting topic and asking about the pillars of repentance. What are the pillars of repentance? As you know, repentance or tawbah is one of the very important spiritual characteristics in Islam, and it has been mentioned in numerous places in the Quran and Hadith, and a lot of discussions have been conducted on it in these two sources of religious knowledge. So today we want to speak about what are the pillars of repentance, or what does repentance, what is it based upon? What should we do in order for our repentance to be accepted, basically? In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from the Quranic verses and the Hadith of the Infallibles. By way of example, in one beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following. But whoever repents after his wrongdoing and reforms, then God shall accept his repentance. Indeed, God is all-forgiving, all-merciful. So in this verse, one of the pillars of repentance have been indicated, and that is reform, islah. فَمَنْ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ظُلْمِهِ وَأَصْلَحَ. So he should reform himself. So simply asking for forgiveness is not enough. Reform is one of the pillars of repentance. In another verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following. Indeed, I am all-forgiving toward him who repents, becomes faithful, and acts righteously, and then follows guidance. So in this verse of the Holy Quran, God, speaking in the first person, says that the pillars of repentance are faith, righteous action, and following guidance, right? These are the pillars of repentance. Let's look at some of the hadiths which have been mentioned with respect to this topic, so and see if we can find a suitable answer for our question. In one hadith narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam, it's been reported that he said, repentance stands on four pillars: remorse with the heart, asking for forgiveness with the tongue, work with the limbs, and resolve not to repeat the offense. In this beautiful hadith, some of the pillars of repentance, some of which are related to the heart and our spiritual qualities, and others are related to the body and actions, have been mentioned. Remorse with the heart, being remorseful for one's action or the sin that one committed. Asking for forgiveness, this is with the tongue. Working with the limbs to, you know, rectify what the mistake we did, this is an action. And resolve not to repeat the offense, this is a quality of the heart, the determination of the heart not to repeat the offense that one has committed. So these are the pillars of repentance in the light of the hadith of the Infallibles alayhi salam and the Quranic verses. Thank you for joining us on The Key. We were looking at what are the pillars of repentance. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program, The Key, on Iran Radio. with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.